Okay, so now I'm recording. And so what I propose is that we are making a circle. It doesn't need to be in order of the circle, but and the idea is to share a part of you or something that you've selected from your experience of that you've documented through drawing and writing. And maybe it's interesting to know in which post you were, if you were, this was as an environment, or this was an explorer, or this was as a watcher, or this was as everything at the same time, or this was as a framer, because, yeah. So we know from which point of view you are talking from. Yeah?
You can put it on the floor or...
This way?
Yeah.
Ça, c'est en français. Donc. Comme environnement, j'ai donné la main gauche et ensuite je dessine et j'écris avec la main droite. Quand l'exploreur avait les yeux fermés, mon ressenti était plus en lien avec les muscles, quand elle avait les yeux ouverts, avec le squelette. Quand, en tant qu'environnement, j'avais les yeux ouverts, j'étais en relation avec le monde extérieur, la lumière et l'espace. J'ai regardé ailleurs et j'ai aussi regardé l'exploreur. Je me sentais loin, sauf quand elle m'utilisait. Quand mes yeux étaient fermés, j'étais dans le monde de mes sensations et des sons.
Donc là, tu as lu ce que tu as écrit.
C'est pas...
C'est juste pour savoir.
Oui,
tu as lu ce que tu as écrit.
Et je pensais faire la même chose pour...
Ah oui, c'est...
Ok. As an explorer, I just loved to explore, to feel allowed to take time to feel allowed to feel allowed to get lost, to feel allowed to respect my own desire, to meet my way through a stable environment, to be allowed to not know, to move, to look in another direction touching you, to be part of a wider range of experiences, to be part of your experience, to be part of a bigger environment. I loved Anouk calling, if there is discomfort, transform it in inquiry, using what is written on the wall, copying. I hate your alarm clock, and I love it too. And I was touched by the drawing as an explorer too, because it was, to me, it was lighter than what I'm used to when I draw. Something light. That's it.
Can we look at your drawing?
Yeah.
Is there a direction to your drawing?
I guess no, because I don't remember.
So you're not choosing a direction. And you draw behind what you wrote?
I first drew.
You first drew?
And then I wrote.
Like two sides of touch.
Exactly. No, it's interesting that you took the same that you had this rectovers.
I mean, it's really like the. I mean, can I?
Sure, of course.
It bounces with it bounces with the title of the experiment. Mm. I mean, the two sides of the sheet.
Someone else?
Yeah. I don't think I'm. I don't think I'm going to be any methodologic in any way.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's your way.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. It's just. I think it's just. I just find it very interesting because there is this frame. You know that things are just more apparent. Okay. Whatever is apparent.
Yeah. So that was the first experience as a watcher. And when it was time to document, I felt like writing, but the writing had to somehow happen in space. I could not be writing. Words were appearing like bubbles, like in the room, like, I mean, they had shapes somehow. And so somehow they took place on the sheet. And so that it's not a drawing, it's more like a map or an illustration of somehow, an illustration which was spontaneous anyhow, of my experience as a planet of this gravitation that was happening between these different entities. And then in the second experience, I was where it was environment, then I felt very much more like drawing. It was not about words anymore. So I just revisited and let myself draw. And then when I was looking at both of the drawings, I felt like I could put them side by side and they would link. Because there was this part that was, I mean, that had to be somehow out of space, but it was like this part would somehow connect now. So that's it. That's more or less what happened. So I would need a tape to
tape the two sheets of paper together.
Yeah. That would be what I would do now. So if you want to look at it, like, you have to look at this. Voilà.
And you wrote, so there's this bubble. The bubble also are the calls.
Yeah, because
you wrote like bubble, like open, as if it was like boom, boom, bubbles of a...
It was... because it felt very much this soundscape was quite important for me in the whole experience. And the calls open, close, open. It was, I mean, it really structured, it really framed my experience, and also as a watcher. And I was really having a sense of, and it was like space and the configuration of relationships were totally changing according if people were having eyes open or closed, even if we didn't always change places. And I could feel that very much. I mean, I was playing with that feeling in my perception of the situation. And I did not really... I had to give that back in a way, but I did not really know how, so it just happened, it just appeared like this. But I think I could have maybe gone on playing with these.
Okay, so you're finished?
Yeah.
So I realized for myself first, because there's always this how do you place yourself as a guide? And I really realized like I'm not outside. I don't want to be. I mean, I cannot be outside anyway, because to guide you have to understand what's going on. So I noticed that when I do that, it's a practice in itself, and it's also it's in a way it's also to perceive the space, to perceive the environment, to perceive so that you can support it. So I just noticed how much it was a support. Like I needed to have an experience of the time and space to be able to support it. So that's because it's also easy to extract yourself as a, teacher, facilitator, whatever, the way you call it, and to look it from outside. But, so it was just interesting to combine this position of inside-outsider, something like that. And I also think, like, in the future, it made me think of that it was a trio score, but actually... It would be good if I could really integrate everybody in the same score and that everybody could have just a different function. If we are five, there's five functions in this score. You know, because this is what this is really what appears to me. There's five people, there's five functions. I have a function, you have a function, and also in terms of this horizontality, that is really like there's no function more important than the other. It's just different kind of functions. And so just to remember that, and also And so on the first round, I wrote, and I'm going to read. I have realized that I'm part of the frame too. What I say is a kind of report. I'm vocalizing what I notice or what I don't notice. So my words are direct feedback of my perceptual experience, but also of my thoughts. I'm thinking out loud. When I said finding comfort to support discomfort, I was surprised. I've never said that before. I noticed that I'm walking almost all the time, as if I need to walk to think. Walking is the stable movement that helps me to support. At some point, I have tried not to look at the quartet. So that's one thing. So this is also, this is also why. So in for the second round, I became more and more part of it. Mm-hmm. To the point that I was like, a bit like overwhelmed. Because that's why also at the end I finished my last report was I'm an interface, but I really felt like that. I felt like really felt like an interface between doing and guiding, an interface between the trio and Eva. Like I was really like I really felt like this kind of this really in between action. And it was pretty intense, like to maintain my attention on the
in between.
Yes, on two things at a time, you know, because this is like it's almost like something that that's what I'm talking about, this two side of touch. But to have two side of something, you have to have one thing, you know. So this is. The seed of paper is this one thing that is in between the two sides of it, you know. And so I don't know. It was like it was kind of a vertigo or this realization of finding that space, you know, of being in the middle of two things and at the same time. Detail and global framing and the like focus and peripheral vision, like all this thing that is not, you can focus on one but the other is always there, and so at some point the idea to focus on things is also that you activate different singularities but to build up a collective of perception, a collective of people, a collective of whatever, like, so is this interface that I felt very. I had the sensation of that, of trying to do that. And yes, and so I made a drawing of, and it was interesting of this experience. It was an interesting experience because in terms of memory, like, did I willfully grab on stuff that I was remembering, or did I really let my memory happen, which is very different. Like, for example, I remember I had this moment of this trio and this there, and this I could redraw because I remember it. But if I really revisit something physically, maybe this is not what I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember something else. So also, was it, you know, I was like, what do I draw? Do I draw now, or do I draw the idea of the memory I have, or do I draw really my memory now? So that was also a very big gift. And so it was very interesting to try to let go of the memory, and just of the willful memory, just to let it happen, like, okay, what I draw is what's coming up now. Even if it's not what I wanted to draw, because I wanted to draw the other stuff, because so that's the drawing. So it was a negotiation between a will and surrendering to the anarchy of memory. No. It's very anarchic memory.
Mm-hmm. C'est ok si je parle en français ?
Oui.
Oui. Tu me comprends ?
Oui.
Ok. Donc la première expérience, c'était j'explorais la main de Sandra et c'était très fort, très émouvant. D'ailleurs, c'était très fort dans la chair, alors que je m'attendais à plutôt être dans les articulations. En fait, c'est la chair qui m'a appelée, on va dire ça comme ça. Et j'étais très reconnaissante à cette main et à Sandra d'être tendre et si généreuse dans la chair. Voilà. J'ai beaucoup aimé les plis de la peau, les plis de la chair, et oui, à un moment donné, ok, ça m'a emmenée dans quelque chose de très émotif, en tout cas émotif, oui, c'est-à-dire que j'ai senti les larmes couler, mais c'était très agréable parce que c'était comme quand on ouvre un robinet. Il n'y avait pas, finalement, c'était pas tellement émotionnel, c'était comme une eau qui coule, voilà. Donc, très vite, j'ai accepté cette chose et c'était très agréable. Voilà, et quand c'était fini, j'ai dessiné. J'ai l'impression que dessiner, pour moi, était plus de l'ordre de l'instinct, de l'intuition. Pour la seconde expérience, j'ai écrit, je me suis rendu compte qu'il y avait une différence pour moi. Quand j'ai dessiné, j'ai vraiment laissé guider ma main. Et ce qui m'a frappée, c'est des rythmes différents. Et en fait, j'ai senti que dans mon exploration de cette main, il y avait des moments rapides, et puis, mais incisifs. Et puis, des moments où ça hésite, ça c'est pas continu, voilà. Entre les continuités, la discontinuité et la dureté, la douceur, tous ces contrastes, mais en termes de temps, je sais pas très bien les définir. Voilà. Donc je crois que dans le dessin, il y a des choses qui coulent, il y a des choses qui coupent, il y a des choses qui sont comme une broderie, donc qui sont en même temps continues et discontinues. Voilà, ça me fait penser à une broderie. Quand on brode, c'est des petits morceaux, mais qui au final font un chemin. Voilà. Et pour la deuxième partie, où j'étais watcher, c'était vraiment très beau. Vraiment, je vous remercie, c'était super. Voilà, et là, pour éviter, parce que déjà écrire pour moi ça devient tout de suite très mental, et je me suis dit que j'allais écrire en anglais parce que, en anglais, de toute façon, je ne peux faire que des erreurs, et donc les erreurs sont pardonnées, et il n'y a pas cette question de bien faire, puisque de toute façon je fais mal et que je suis ok avec le fait de faire mal en anglais. Donc je vais vous lire ce que j'ai écrit en anglais, je crois que ça va, j'ai utilisé des mots simples. Alors, hands made love behind the door. I can see them quite well. It was strange. It was a little bit. I was a little bit afraid. Then suddenly my head goes up. It was only two hands touching each other. Very quiet now, very simple. The time has changed, the beat of my heart calmed down. I see all the space around me. Eva is dreaming, the environment is clear. Anouk is red like the blankets. Eva is lying on an orange carpet full of hair.
Yes.
Voilà. So it was very. C'était très très beau aussi. Là, j'ai pas dit ça, mais oui. C'était très fort. La lumière a été très belle sur vos mains et sur la peau, et c'était vraiment. Je me suis pas ennuyée une minute, quoi. Enfin, même pas une seconde. C'était vraiment waouh. Super beau.
I think Anouk, you said something that made me realize I was using an extra score. We talked about not forcing. I don't know. You mentioned something about not trying to force to be somewhere in a certain place. Just, I don't know exactly now what you said before, but I remember that I read my tea as I always do when I drink a yogi tea, and it was. This morning here it was, and I read it right before starting actually the exploration. Using force always leads to unseen troubles. and I don't know why, but like I realized there when I was sitting there that I didn't read yet this expression, and I have this obsession that I have to read what the yogi tea says to me. So I didn't have, and then it was strange because I had negotiated how I would be involved, and I was anticipating on the role of either being environment or exploring the environment. But I also had mentioned that I would follow Laure, and Laure was watcher the first time. So the first position I ended up was being watcher, but it was it put a lot of questions on me on how I could start watching before even having explored or having movement in front of me. So,
because you were doing the three at the same time?
No, I wasn't doing the three. I was putting on the same role as Laure.
Okay.
So, but I would have expected she would have started there. I couldn't even have think that she would have been started with the
watching.
So, mm-hmm. Okay. So came, but not to force, just to accept. So that's where I ended up, and
it was, this 20 minutes, this is an echo of this 20 minutes, and I wrote down, I give it a title. The titles came for both drawings today, and this title, peut-être c'est un peu chiant, mais quand même, it's what it is, observing the environment, but being drawn inside or inwards. It was very clear process that I never had experienced so clearly before, even though I have these meditation practices, but it was very clear that I was watching the houses, I was watching in my eye, like I could see you, but as soon as, even still already with the eyes open, there was this movement inwards. It was really strange, just by diving in really to visual in what I was seeing, there was this other movement, and it didn't stop. It only, so this is it. Yeah. And then, what else? This is it. Then I moved, not because of laziness, but because of physical needs also, I moved to the place there, and I was in doubt whether I would be able to stick to the second round. So it wasn't clear for me when I installed myself whether I would still be with you or in a different zone. And but then there was this thing of open, close, like you mentioned before starting the second round, say what you do with the eyes. And I think what you meant might have been like, keep on mentioning what, if you have your eyes closed or open throughout the exploration. But there was a little bit of a report already in this start, because we were all almost like one after the other mentioning eyes open, close, whatever. So it was as if we were telling to each other where we were from the start. And there was this quality of communication amongst all of us in the space, which was differently set the second round. Maybe because of that, I don't know. There was a different starting point. So I was environment. That was the second. I was the environment. So that was
environment of the blankets.
Of the blanket, but on the other side also I was the environment of physiological processes inside of me. Yeah, this was
blanket,
yeah. And I sank in deeper, but I didn't fell asleep. I wasn't dreaming. Maybe I wished I would dream, but I wasn't. I was definitely not dreaming or floating away. But at a certain moment, the reports came, and there was one report, Sandra, where you mentioned that I was horizontal. Or was you? Okay, so I imagined it was you, but it was you. And it is it was a beautiful moment because it made me realize there's something about this report quality. If you really are inside, the report quality, if you hear an echo of your own experience, if you're drawn so much inside and then you hear an echo of somebody else who is including you in their experience, it's a very beautiful moment. It's really it's touching a lot of layers to feel that you are inside, but on the same time you're, and so it happened there. And but I couldn't, I felt I was too much deep to report, and also report is not a dialogue. And that's, there's this reflex I'm often if somebody mentions me, I feel like I want to respond saying thank you.
Actually, you responded because when I reported, I'm going to see if Eva is still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then
you said, she's breathing. She seems to have a good time from the sound I'm hearing.
But as I was giving this as an answer, I thought, yeah, well, but my intuition would say. Yes. But this is So simple, simple experience, but very beautiful experience. And then this was the drawing, and
it also has a title.
It also has a title, and the title is "I wonder if Eva is still alive."
That's beautiful.